Would you give him your worship, your love, your adoration? He is all in all. He is all in all. Praise God. Praise God. In the Old Testament, the people of Israel, when they were traveling, not having a permanent place, they traveled with a tabernacle that, quite frankly, if you read about it, wasn't much to look at from the outside. Animal skins dyed red, other animal hides, just pretty plain, pretty basic. But if you could have seen the inside, that's where the real beauty was. The altar of incense, the candlestick, showbread table, and then the Holy of Holies. And you know, sometimes even a song like this, people on the outside looking in might think, Jesus at the center, what's the big deal? But it's when you get on the inside and experiencing him for yourself, you really understand what's moving through this building today. And more importantly, moving in our hearts. He is the center of our lives. And that's where the real beauty is. I'm reminded of the invitation in Scripture, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. And if you accept that invitation today, you're going to find out there's nothing like a relationship with Jesus Christ. I wonder, would you lift a hand heavenward and just let God know you're grateful? Or if you're looking for a deeper relationship, why don't you make this a quick little prayer that says, God, I want to know you in your beauty. I want to know you in your holiness. I want to know you as the joy and center of my life. Lord, we thank you that you love us and have your eye upon us and know us each by name. And we know you're going to meet with us here yet today as you're already doing. Amen and amen. Praise God. It is this church's delight to have with us a guest minister on behalf of Pastor Williford. He has invited Brother Robert Linder to be with us. Brother Linder pastors in Reynoldsburg, Ohio, which is just east of Columbus, so the greater Columbus, Ohio area. In fact, Highway 70 will take you straight there from our region. And we are so thankful that his schedule allowed him to accept the invitation and be here. Brother Linder, in addition to pastoring, is the Global Missions Director for the Ohio District. He was just recently reelected for multiple terms here, and then he serves on the Global Missions Board, so I guess in a sense one of Andrea's bosses, right? But something like that. But he is very much involved, has a heart for missions in the local church as well as around the world, and I've been with him a number of times, and I can tell you, restaurants, other places of business, he's always looking for a chance to share the love of Jesus Christ. More importantly for us today, he's the preacher of the gospel, and we want him to come. Would you lift the hand heavenward and just invite God's anointing upon his servant today? Lord Jesus, we love you.
Let's love the Lord together. We love you, Jesus. We honor you and praise you and thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for this wonderful congregation and your spirit that's here. We love you. We magnify you. What a great day. What a great day. Now would you just worship him, thank him together. His presence is here. We're together in the presence of the Lord. It's a day of victory. Good to be in the presence of the Lord. Now, Sister Andrea, no, this is no reflection on you, but I've always thought you were my boss. So this is enlightening. But she works so hard and has such a great history of supporting the work of God around the world, and I honor her and all of you. Isn't this a great church? Man, what a great place to come to church and worship, be in the presence of the Lord. I do see some folks that I've known throughout the years from other locations. I'm not going to mention your name, because I don't want to ruin your reputation, but it's an honor to be here. I have great affection and appreciation for Pastor Williford, your associate pastor, Brother Reaver, and their families. You're just blessed with great leadership, and they've been so kind to me, and I enjoy them when we're together, enjoy their families, and we won't talk about all the memories, because then we'd just be talking about memories, but at least one time, this is a while ago, when I actually had hair at some point, and there are a couple pictures around that prove that, but the Williford family and the Reaver family came to New York City, and I never have forgotten that. We had a blast, and they came back, and they were alive, and nothing happened. Nobody got vandalized or victimized, and we just had a great time. Never forgot that. My daughter was very young then, and like a toddler sitting on the curb with your associate pastor, I don't know, begging for change or something, but they were on the curb. She's now married. Time just goes by fast. And yet we're all together working for God, living for God. He's faithful. Amen? He's so good to us. Grab your Bibles and turn to Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 6, verse number 12. And I really do count it an honor and a delight to be with you. And I want the Lord to have his way. I felt very strongly earlier this morning that we should at least tell you that God wants to heal you today if you need healing. Amen. And God wants to fill you with the Holy Ghost today if you are seeking the Holy Ghost. He wants to restore you today if that's what you need. He wants to give you direction. Just, I know you believe that, but we're together now. We both believe that. Let's let God have his way. Amen. We want the gift of faith to operate. And we want notable miracles to happen in this service before we leave. Amen. Would that be okay? We want notable miracles to happen in this service before we leave because Jesus Christ is here. Amen. He'll do it. Hebrews chapter 6, verse number 12. That ye be not slothful. Now that's a tough one there because everybody likes to relax. But the writer is saying, be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. So very quickly, he's not talking about kicking back someday and relaxing. He's talking about being lazy spiritually, where you just stop pursuing what God has for you. But we're not going to do that today or any day. We want everything God has for us. Amen. We want his will in our lives, our families, our homes, this world. We need the Lord. Praise God. And so what we're going to do is imitate those who through faith and patience inherit the promises. I preached to you for a little while this morning on this subject. Keep believing. I want to pray one more time and just pray with me that God would have his way between now and the end of this service, that we would see those miracles I've just mentioned. Lord, thank you again for your presence. Thank you for this wonderful church family and their leaders. Such great legacy in this church of faith and influence, both here locally and around the world. I honor and bless them in Jesus' name. And most of all, I pray everything you want to do between now and just a little while from now when we say goodbye, I pray those things would happen in the name of Jesus, and to God be the glory. Would you say in Jesus' name? Amen. You may be seated. Now, I might drop a little humor in there. I'm not near as hilarious as Pastor Reaver, but I'll do my best. I remember being 32, and I remember being 50, and it's not my birthday today. But I just want to honor God. Spiritual growth and maturity is the name of the game in this sense. You don't just receive the Holy Ghost or receive the invitation to experience God and just stop. You're always growing, amen? Always reaching. And certainly, we're all dealing with some of the factors that would impact everyone. There are challenges. There are circumstances. We have the obligations of our families and the everyday routine of work and priorities. Certainly, you that have committed to ministry, there are aspects of your life that involve sacrifice and service. And to God be the glory, because we don't deserve it, but we get to be in the work of God. Amen? We don't deserve it, but we get to grab a red envelope and do something for the kingdom of God, and he does something through us that is miraculous. Amen. And so that is the flow. If you're a first-time guest here today, you should know and understand that this church believes in what God wants to do in your life. This congregation, these leaders, in fact, everything that was done even before this service was to arrange an atmosphere so that you could come and be reminded God knows you, he loves you, he has a plan for your life, and no one is anticipating that all it would be is for you to sit on a pew. Everyone expects that within a matter of moments, you will experience something fresh in the power of God, and that will launch you into God's will for your life. Amen. That's what we expect of ourselves. That's what we expect of one another. And I believe God expects us to press toward the mark of the high calling of God, which is in Christ Jesus. Amen. Now, all of that sounds wonderful, but it's challenging at times. And the key to moving in the right direction is have faith in God. Amen. I know you wanted something brand new, but that's where we're at today. Something we've all heard before. Have faith in God. every moment of your life, every moment as you pursue His will, even in a circumstance like today, if you have needs and maybe you battled on the way here, what's the use? The only answer to that kind of emotion is have faith in God. You come to the altar and brother so-and-so prays for you and you were hoping it would be other brother so-and-so because he has such a special anointing and now you're not sure it could happen. That's where we have to correct our mindset and say, no, my faith is not in men. My faith is not in the wisdom of men. My faith is in the power of God. At one point, Jesus told a man, he said, listen, without faith, it is impossible to please God. That was what the writer said in Hebrews. Jesus encountered a man and said, if you can believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. And so our faith matters to God. If you can believe, if you filled out a red envelope today, I hope you have faith. Amen. If not, go find Brother Brad. Say, listen, I need to look at those envelopes again because I was kind of operating out of a desire to do something good, but I want to do something that honors God by faith. Amen. If you came today and you have been dealing with some circumstances in life, maybe it's a need physically or a need in your family or something that's going on that you've not even shared with anyone else, here is the answer. If you can believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. We're challenged from time to time, and even when good things are happening, sometimes we walk around anticipating something to happen that will mess up the good things that are happening because our faith is often challenged, and our mindset sometimes has confusion and difficulty, and we have to look at that and say, wait a minute, this doesn't matter because it's me. It doesn't matter because I'm Pentecostal. It doesn't matter because I've been in the church in a while. My life matters because I belong to God. I belong to God. He has a purpose for my life. He will do what He has called me to do, and He will work through me supernaturally. He that has begun a good work in you will be faithful. He will complete it. He will perfect it. But we have to have faith so that God can do His will in our lives. Listen to some verses that perhaps you could even quote. John chapter 3, he that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. John chapter 6, he that believeth on me shall never thirst. John chapter 7, he that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. John chapter 8, for if you believe not that I am he, ye shall die in your sins. John chapter 11, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet he shall live. John chapter 14, verse number 12. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. God cares about our faith. Praise God. So we have to understand and have something begin to happen in our hearts and our minds that allows us to push past the hurdles of doubt, unbelief, confusion, fear, insecurity. God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. You've got to have enough faith to say, I prayed for this before, but God, I'm trusting you to do it again. God, I prayed for this before, but God, I'm trusting you to do what needs to be done. Have faith. Now, the reality is, I don't know. We've been friends a long time. And sometimes, you know, Brother Reaver, I just feel like if you know him, he's been the same for years. And what I know of Pastor Williford, just these folks are just the same. They're just so consistent and steady. But some of us are not like that. Brother Brad, let's pick on you. This may not be true. I have no personal knowledge. But you never know what, Brother Brad, you're going to get. You might get funny, Brother Brad. You might get screaming, sweating, Brother Brad. You might get quiet, tired, Brother Brad. Students, do we ever know what Brother Brad we're going to get? You just don't know. You might get on the bus and don't say a word, Brother Brad. And people are that way. You never know what you're going to get. And don't point to your spouse, but some of you are married and you just think when you're laying there, I wonder which one I'm going to get today. Don't point. It's just human nature. And we live in that world. You go to work and you're like, I wonder which boss I'm going to get today. I wonder which coworker I'm going to get today. I wonder if they're going to be in a good mood today or if we should all shut our doors and just stay in hiding, because if they're in a bad mood, the whole thing is going to blow up. We never know what we're going to get with some people. But if you can hinge your faith to something besides people, to something besides organization, to something even besides a great church, even though thank God for a great church with a wonderful legacy and a wonderful history, but you have got to put your faith in someone that when you wake up, he's the same today as he was yesterday. He's the same today as he was last month. He's the same right now as he's ever been. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Here is what the Bible proposes that we do. We begin to understand and believe the nature of the God that has been revealed to us. We begin to understand about his love, about his faithfulness, about the wonderful power that he so freely invests in our direction. And we begin to think about this. If he was a healer yesterday, he'll always be a healer. That's his nature. That's who he is. He will not stop healing. If he was a deliverer yesterday, he will always be a deliverer. That's who he is. That's his nature. That's what he'll do. You will never wake up on a day of your life and God not open doors, because he's always open doors. That's his nature. That's what he does. Oh my. Well, this is the challenge. Sometimes we'll pray for someone and they won't get healed. Has that ever happened for you? What's your name? Pardon? Caleb? Oh, do you love having a Caleb on the front row? Give me my mountain. We're not holding hands. Don't get any ideas. But Caleb, if you pray for someone and they don't get healed, it just looks better up here when someone's here with hair. Is that awesome? I mean, are you videoing? This looks so much better now with Caleb up here. Before, people were turning off the webcast in droves. But now Caleb, watch it skyrocket. Hair. Wish all God's people had hair. But Caleb, it's a simple thing. But here's what you do. The next time you pray with someone that needs healing and they are not healed immediately for whatever reason, you need to just check the box in your mind that says, that's okay. God knows what he's doing, but he's still a healer, because that's his nature. That's who he is. That's what he does. The next time you pray for someone and they don't receive the Holy Ghost immediately, you say, all right, we'll keep praying. We'll keep trusting. But you check the box in your mind that says, that's okay. Because he still pours out his spirit upon all flesh. The promise is still unto everyone that believes, because it's in his nature. You're still in school. You got a job. You're in high school. You got a girlfriend. That's all right. It's pretty complicated once you go in that direction. So just enjoy these get one eventually. God's will be done. But this is a neat season when you're not worried about. Obviously, you weren't worried about what you look like today. I mean, it's perfect. You don't have to worry. That's terrible. He looks great, by the way. In fact, several of them have been pointing to you the whole day. It's really quite special. Did you get a red envelope? Oh, I love me, Brother Caleb. You ought to cheer. He's in school.
He doesn't have $100,000 a year coming in through his job. He's in school, but he got a message. What I do for God matters.
You can tell, Brother Brad, I'm into those red envelopes. Those are awesome. Those are powerful. But Caleb, here's what you do. You start identifying with the nature of God. Have you ever been anywhere in your life where you got down before the Lord? I'm sure the answer is yes. And you begin to weep as he comforted you. You hadn't told anybody about what you were facing, but the soothing power of the Holy Ghost came along. There may be a day when you don't feel that. There may come a day when the emotion is not there, but that's when you go back into the catalog of experience and you say, he's still a comforter. He's still a way maker. He's still the God that speaks at everything. Have faith in God.
You can be seated. If you believe it, say amen. Don't stop believing God. Is that okay? Don't stop believing God. I don't believe we should sin so that grace may abound. But I would say to you, if you were to fail and miss the mark in some area that you know you're supposed to please God, I would tell you a worse thing than that is to stop believing that if you confess your sin, he is faithful and just to forgive you and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. The worst thing than disobedience and even a horrible sin is to wake up and close your mind, close your heart and say, God doesn't care. God doesn't love. I'm begging you, the only way back is to have faith in God. The only way to be restored is to have faith in God. The only way to be renewed is to have faith. Keep believing. There was a family. There was a family. The church they were going to shut down. It's a bad deal. And this couple, Adam and Eve, you see where we're going here? I mean, the church shut down. They had to move. It's a bad deal. And yet in the history of, and their family suffered. One of their sons became a murderer. But at least one of their sons. This blows me away. At least one of their sons, when it came time to worship, he brought an offering that was acceptable to God. And he just poured out his heart. And the Bible says, in paraphrase, he gave God his first and his best. You know what happens when people go through church trouble and maybe have to move, maybe have to leave, have to do whatever. The kids suffer. The children suffer. The family suffers. Don't you get an attitude. This is what happens. But Abel, by faith, brings an acceptable sacrifice. And God is glorified so much that we're allowed to look to him through the ages and we're allowed to point to him. We're not talking about the family problem. We're not talking about the disruption in their relationship with God. We're not talking about what happened when things just went south so fast. No offense, I know we're in the southern part of the city. But Abel, I hope you'll hear my heart. Abel is who we point to, that even though the world that he lived in didn't recognize it, God's hand was on his life. God accepted his offering. God used him as a memorial and a testimony. Can I beg of you, no matter what you've gone through, show some faith so your children can have faith. Show God some faith so your grandchildren can have faith. Don't stop believing. Paul writes to Timothy, if we suffer, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he will also deny us. If we believe not, yet he abideth faithful. He cannot deny himself. What an amazing God. You know, in living for God, I've had the Holy Ghost since I was 8.
I haven't lived a perfect life. Sometimes I sweat and I can't even see. It's just tough. But you know what's amazing? And maybe you found this to be true. The key is to be faithful when you're not full of faith. That's it. The key is to be faithful when you're not full of faith. The key is to just do something by faith. Pray, give, worship, obey, demonstrate something that says, God, I don't have a clue why things have gone the way they've gone, but I still believe you. Never let little faith become no faith. Take little faith and use it somehow, and God will demonstrate his power. It may be a prayer. It may be a hand raised. It may be worship. But be faithful. Honor God. It may be grabbing a red envelope. I'm back on the red envelopes. I know I didn't grab one. You got one like in a 20? I could do a 20. I had to borrow my money for the offering today, and I'm still trying to pay him back. There's terms, but it's significant. He can't charge me interest because he wants to honor God, but he's making me really listen about it. He's bothering me the whole service about it. It's really awkward. But sometimes, I'm just being real. Sometimes I fill out a red envelope, and in our case, it might be a white envelope. But I fill that out. I'm not doing it even because it's there. I'm not doing it even because I know where it's going to come from. But I do it because at that moment, inspired by the Holy Ghost, I just feel prompted. Here's a way you can show faith. Sometimes I pray for somebody, not because I feel it, but because I feel prompted by the Holy Ghost. Here's a way you can show faith. Sometimes I go into worship service and I start doing everything I know to do to magnify God, not because of my emotions, not because there was just a miracle, but because I feel prompted by the Spirit. You just do something. You just show some measure of faith, and God will do the impossible. Don't stop believing. Have faith. Would you stand with me? Now, this is the conclusion of the matter. And I'm wanting you to come forward to pray in just a few moments. I'm really wanting you to. And I understand that you're not under any obligation to do that because I want you to. But the reason why I want you to is because I am convinced this is the day for your miracle. And that simple act of coming forward is faith in God. Amen. That's why I'm trying to land a little earlier. I know. You don't think I'm worried about lunch? Have you ever met anybody this big that's not always planning his next meal? So that's why we're trying to do this. I need you to get healed before 12 o'clock. God's will be done. I didn't wake up this morning planning on calling you forward for healing, but he's the one that prompted me. He said, you need to let him know I'll heal him today. You need to let him know I'll deliver them today. I think you need to get free of that habit by 12 o'clock. Not because we are on a time clock. The Spirit has its way. But you need to say, no more. No more addiction. No more fear. No more violence against myself. No more cutting. No more suicidal thoughts. No more depression where I don't leave the bed for days. I want out, and I believe God. That's why. Why should you be bound? There's power in the name of Jesus. Even Abraham, he's the father of the faithful. And we see all the great things. At least twice, he was so afraid, he told his wife, listen, we need to go in here, but you tell them that you're my sister, because I know God's been taking care of us, but I'm not sure God realizes what will happen. We all get that way sometimes. Amen. And another time, he said, listen, He's telling the Lord this. Good to see you again. We got an MK up here. That's awesome. Another time, he says to God, God, I know you promised that the blessing would flow through my son with Sarah as the mother. But listen, we're not sure what you're doing, but we got Ishmael over here. Would you go ahead and let that be what your blessing will flow through? That's how we get sometimes. We start bargaining and communicating with God. What's happening there? We're fearful. We're not sure. But you know how the Bible wants us to remember Abraham? He staggered not. Are you kidding me? The Bible wants us to remember him as the father of the faithful. Staggered not at the promises of God. And let's just forget about those moments of fear. Oh, I'm so glad there's a God like that, that if your next step is a step of faith, let's forget about the rebellion. Let's forget about the fear. Let's forget about the confusion. Let's forget about all the bad days and all the bad nights and all the bad choices. You have faith. I'm ready to bless you. I love that God. I love that God. We don't sin so that grace may abound. Never do that and then suffer the horrific consequences of poor choices over and over and over. But never stop believing when you're serving a God who won't give up on you. He won't give up on you. He won't give up on you. So what do you want? Do you want to come for healing? Do you want to come for a ministry restoration? Come on. Do you want to come for the Holy Ghost? Do you want to come for pain? I was praying recently in a service. It's not me, but it's God. And two ladies said to me at the end of that service, the pain immediately left my body. Don't go home in pain. Don't go home in pain. Don't go home in pain. Put your faith in God. What a great turnout at this altar. Keep coming. You that are comfortable praying a prayer of faith, get involved now. Mobilize and simply say in the name of Jesus, by the authority of the word of God, we take authority over cancer in the name of Jesus. We command it to leave. We command it to leave. We take authority over blood pressure issues and we command it to leave in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, we take authority over neck pain, back pain, over shoulder pain, over knee pain, by the authority of the word of God, by the power of the name of Jesus, we command it to leave. Thank you. If you want the Holy Ghost, let us know. We'll pray for you. You want to be baptized in Jesus' name, let the ministry know. God's going to bless you. You want restoring power. Reach forward in Jesus' name.